From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. First-time guest Michelle Fried with us, hypnotist, clairvoyant, remote viewer. Michelle Fried is fully certified in all forms of control remote viewing and completed the beginning through advanced training programs through the Right Hemisphere, intuitive specialist, and received additional training from the great Joe McMonagle. She co-owns the Midnight.fm network. She's a producer for the Midnight Society radio show with Tim Weisberg, and Michelle founded the publicist company LITM Media, where she helps authors get booked on shows and events as well as producing podcasts herself. Michelle, welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to this.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for having me.
How did you get involved in hypnotism and remote viewing?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I live in the Midwest in Chicago, and I kind of, around a certain age, started paying attention to kind of a spiritual, awakening, you could say. But I also thought, I have to find something to do that makes money. So I looked into hypnosis because I felt like in this area where I live, people are not really so much into spiritual. It's kind of a lot of conservative people that aren't into like psychic or remote viewing or anything like that. So for me, it was just hard to find people. And I felt like helping people with hypnosis would be the way to go. And I slowly learned through the school that it is all about being spiritual. And what I loved about it is the science and learning about how your brain works versus the spiritual side of things too, that there's just more to us than flesh and blood.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And do you combine the two, hypnotism with remote viewing? Do they match up together sometimes?
Well, I would say because I study a lot of how I want to know how remote viewing works. I know that I'm sure you've had like a million people on the show and they all talk about that it works. But I'm very curious about how it works. And a lot of times people will come up to psychics and people that remote view and say, if you're psychic, then how come you're not a millionaire? And that's a good question. And so I really wanted to find out what's going on, what's happening when we do this. And so some of my answer, I don't have anything concrete yet, but some of my answer comes about how our brain works, the left brain and the right brain. And when we remote view or do anything psychic, we really have to balance the left brain and right brain, or maybe even I use a method with guided meditation using a gauge where I turn down the left brain and then turn up the right brain, because you need more right brain when you're doing this kind of work than the left brain, which is responsible for logic and things like that. And the way that remote viewing works is that we want to describe things rather than name things. And that's like a big deal, because we could be going on a wrong path if we are naming things and assuming things. And so so I just kind of learned about that and try to teach my students how to make that balance between that. And we get more accurate data when we're aware of what's going on and how to kind of fish for the answers.
I've always believed, Michelle, that we are almost like in a universal wireless internet, and that we're somehow all connected, somehow, I don't know how, but that when you do remote viewing or telepathy or clairvoyance, it somehow hooks into this wireless system that's out there and does what it does. What do you think of that?
Our right brain or our subconscious is connected to permanent memory. And I kind of think of it a little like you do, but my metaphor is the Akashic Records. It's almost like whatever, you know, remember the Dewey Decimal System?
Yep.
So it's like going through trying to find your card for the book you want or the thought or the memory that you want, and you want to pull that forward. So we do a lot of that in hypnosis when we're working with people. And using that metaphor for remote viewing, it would be if we're traveling to get information about the past or even going into the future. So, yeah, I like that analogy.
Well, let's talk about hypnotism for this first half hour, and then next half hour we'll talk about remote viewing.
Okay.
And some of the work you've been doing in this area. Tell us about your work with hypnotism.
So hypnotism is, I work with people that have, I guess that you could say behavior that they want to change. So, for example, if they have a fear of flying, or they want to quit smoking, or and this is kind of perfect for this show, I have worked with people that felt like they were abducted. And they came to me to be regressed so they can figure out the answers to big questions that they've had or fears that they've had. And can I tell you about this crazy thing that happened?
Absolutely. Sure thing.
This is a place, right?
This is the show.
So I had three clients within the span of a year. And they lived in separate places. They didn't even know each other, and they all happened to have been abduction cases. And what was really weird is that each one of them pretty much had the same experience, and they all, in a variation, mentioned that they felt like they were on another planet, but they were living in the water. Like, they could breathe the water. Like, it was a planet where they were in water, and the vegetation and the creatures and everything were nothing that they have ever seen before. In fact, a lot of them struggled to come up with descriptions of the colors and these creatures that they were seeing. They just didn't have the vocabulary. And I'm curious if anybody of your listeners ever had an experience about, you know, people or people on another planet or any experience like that where they were underwater and able to breathe the water, because those were really three separate people that all had a very similar story.
What do you think of their story, Michelle, when they tell it to you? Do you think this is a vivid imagination somehow that's come up in hypnosis, or do you think something really happened to them?
You know, I try not to judge or anything like that. I walk into one of these cases like with, I say to myself, I know nothing. And I just really let them lead the session. And my job is really you know, their job is to drive the car. My job is to be the headlights. And all I know is that these particular three cases were really, in fact, you know, I'm thinking right now, we should remote view it. So take the cases and then remote view it.
Right.
Yeah, it was really pretty interesting. And, you know, because you never know, like, as long as they get healed or they feel better afterwards, you know, I don't know if they have a lucid dream and that happened or it really happened. I have no clue.
I had a guest on last night who claims that she is dealing with a group of extraterrestrials that come to this planet, and they somehow have singled her out, as well as a few other people on this planet, and gives them input and feedback and things like that. And she was pretty convincing, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when we remote view people and situations, we're very careful with the tasking, that we want to know the reality, not their story, because a lot of times people will truly believe what they're saying, but that doesn't mean that it's true. So it can come off very believable. I'm not saying that person didn't, but there are people out there that really, really believe what they're saying. So that is, you know, something you want to be aware of.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
We're with Michelle Freed. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Now, without hypnotizing us, Michelle, tell us how it works. What's the process of hypnotizing somebody?
So hypnotizing is a lot of people get caught up in this idea that of the Hollywood version of it. I think, what was the name of the movie? Office Space.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, where the guy dies and they think like he's going to be stuck in hypnosis. Well, hypnosis is actually a natural, it's a natural state that we are all in. In fact, anybody listening to this show right now and focusing on our discussion is being hypnotized. And that's why a lot of people in marketing, TV commercials and stuff like that, they take advantage of, you know, getting in front of an audience and, you know, selling their product, because it's hypnosis essentially is focused attention. So when I add therapy to it, like hypnotherapy, what we're doing is we're in that focused attention, we're taking advantage of it, obviously with the permission of our clients, that we're adding a suggestion. We're changing their belief about something, or we're changing their behavior, or we're changing the way they look at something. So that's kind of a very basic idea of what we do. So we put them into a trance, and we work on getting them into a deep trance, like a theta level, and that's when we sort of we can regress them, and then you know, if they had some kind of horrible thing that happened in their lives, we can take them back to that moment and then reframe it, and then their memory about that situation kind of changes, and they have a different feeling about the situation. So that's kind of a brief summary of what we do.
And you do it without drugs, right?
No drugs. No.
How many times have we driven from point A to point B? You get to point B, and you somehow don't have any recollection of how you got there. You're awake, you're alert, you drove well, or else you would have gotten into an accident, but you can't remember, how did I get here this fast?
Exactly, and that's the whole thing, that people are, they have a fear of hypnosis that they will not be able to have control. And that's the whole thing, is that if you don't want to get on a table and bark like a dog, I can't, no matter what, I can't get you to do that. So, so it's definitely, you always have control of the situation, and you can, you know, if you have a deep secret or something like that, and you don't want anyone to know, there's no way that I can get that out of you unless you want to expose that secret.
How long does it take to hypnotize somebody?
Well, it depends. There are kinds in fact, I had a situation where there was a car accident on the side of the road, and I stopped and went to help, and there was a lady, or a young girl actually, and she was hysterical. And so in school, we're taught that we can put them in hypnosis in a second. There's a technique that you use. So I was able to calm her down very quickly. And then you have the long version where we can have you lay on the couch all nice and cozy, and then we slowly, you know, bring you down into trance.
Michelle, is it true that you cannot hypnotize somebody to do something they do not want to do?
Exactly, yes. If you do not want to get on the table and bark like a dog, there's nothing I can do to get you to do that.
Now, does governments and CIAs and organizations hypnotize people to do certain things?
I know that, you know, they talk a lot about, back in the day, like, you know, in the 70s and when they were first kind of playing around with hypnosis, they were doing that stuff. So there's a lot of, there is a lot of research of things going on. I'm not aware of things now. I know there's a guy, isn't there a guy, I think his name is Dan Brown or something Brown. Bob Brown or something, and he does these YouTube videos where he'll walk in and hypnotize somebody thinking that they're holding a whole bunch of money, and then he's buying some, I think it was jewelry, and the person thought that it was just pieces of paper, and he thought that it was actually money in his hand until he realized, you know, 5 minutes later, wait a minute, this guy cheated me. So, you know, and I've played with that too. I think, you know, I would go and buy something and I would distract the cashier, and I'm not proud of this, but I kind of am. I would distract her, and then she would forget to ring something up or something. And I'm like, oh, I got something free. But then, of course, my guilt gets in there and I have to return it. But I did it for research, of course, George. It was
of course.
Research.
Yeah, and you did it for a refund to get the money back, didn't you? That you never paid.
Don't tell anybody.
All right.
Hypnosis is also used for past life regressions, and it seems to work very well for that, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. We do that all the time. In fact, I also use past life regression in remote viewing. There is a couple, you know, there's a lot of people that have unexplained pain or things that happen in their lives that they can't explain. And one lady that I worked with, she had eczema, and she tried everything to get rid of it. And so we thought, hey, let's do hypnosis and regress her. And she took me back to before she was born and into another life. And we found that the origin of her eczema came from a different life. And so we worked on that. We healed that. And her eczema, it's not completely gone, but it's significantly better.
That's amazing. It really is. What has been the most profound past life regression you have come across?
Profound. Actually, it would be my brother.
What happened to him? Who was he?
So when I woke him up, I did the whole thing, and I woke him up, and I'm like, you know, how did it go? You know, tell me about your experience. And he's like, I was Jesus. And I'm like, because I'm always thinking, why is everyone Jesus? You know, like, come on. And so I'm like, okay, all right, are you sure? He's like, out of it, totally out of it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about this in a couple days. So I called him up in a couple days, and I'm like, hey, do you remember when you thought you were Jesus? And he's like, no. And he's like acting like I'm the idiot. And he goes, I was like Jesus. My name was Jesus. And it was biblical times. It was like, and he started describing just on the phone. He was there, and he started describing in full detail of where he was and what he was doing. And then I kind of led him. I'm like, go find a mirror. Tell me what you look like. And he described what he looked like and a lot of details. And then I kind of led him to the moment of his death. And long story short is he was pushed down a well, and that's how he died.
Oh, what a horrible way to go.
Yeah. And I said, do you think that this is, because he has a fear of heights. And I said, do you think this is the reason you have a fear of heights? And he said, yes.
It makes sense. Makes sense, Michelle. Yeah.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.